HarperCollins presents Rory Brannigan Detective, The Leap of Death, written and read by Andrew Clover. Dedicated to all dads, especially those who read stories. I am Rory Brannigan, son of Pater Brannigan, the best dad of all time. When we went camping, he would tell stories. The fire would be crackling, and the owls would be hooting, and the whole world felt magic. When I was learning to swim, I'd cling to his shoulders. He felt like a warm, friendly island. And sometimes he'd throw me in the sky, and I'd feel like I was flying like a jet. But when I was 3 and a half, he disappeared. I felt I had crash-landed in a swamp filled with evil, squirming creatures who all looked like my brother. "Where do you think your dad is?" asked my friend Cat Callahan one day when we were hanging out in the treehouse.
"Well, we know he was a world rally champion," we tell her.
"Yes, but he won't be driving rally cars now," says Cat. "You'd have heard about it if he was."
"So I reckon he's in some far-off city," I tell her, "and he's designing them."
"We also know he got mixed up with criminals," Cat points out.
"So maybe he's hiding on some far-off mountain," I suggest, "only appearing when people need help."
"But where do you think that mountain is?" says Cat. "Do we have any other clues about where he's gone?"
I'm thinking, well, there is one massive clue that I haven't actually mentioned.
A couple of months ago, my dad sent me a secret letter. In it, he said he was hiding in the place he was once happiest. He also told me not to tell anyone about the letter. But the trouble is, ever since, questions have been crammed in my head like cars in a car park. I've been thinking, but why can I tell no one?
I think, does that mean Mum? I think, but if I never tell anyone, how will I ever find Dad? So I tell Kat all about it now.
As I do, she listens very carefully. Then, "Don't worry, my little friend," she says. "I will find your dad for you." Then she pats me on the cheeks, pat, pat, pat.
That does slightly annoy me. "Well, I will probably be the one who finds him," I say, "because I am the detective."
It was actually me who fought the poisoners," she says. "It was me who found the dog thieves."
"We did once fight poisoners. We did once find dog thieves. But I am a better detective than you," I shout. "You just get us into danger."
"You are not a better detective," says Cat. "I mean, doesn't it occur to you that if your dad's hiding, he might have a reason? There are bad people out there, Rory. If you go looking for him, there will be danger."
"I am not scared of that," I say. "If it helps me find my dad, I don't care how many bad men I have to face."
"Well, don't say I didn't warn you," says Cat. And the very next day, we find a clue that could lead us to Dad. But we do definitely come up against danger.
We come up against bad people. We also come up against 100 hungry crocodiles. I have to face my very worst fears.
I'll tell you the whole story.
Chapter 1. A Blow on the Horn.
It doesn't start, though, in deadly danger. As it all starts, I am at home. Mrs. Welkin is round, but she's outside in the garden with her dog, Wilkins. I am alone. I have just allowed myself the luxury of a fart. And it's a good one. It has a warm, eggy smell. It's as loud as one from Wilkins, and that's saying something. When that dog lets rip, they hear it in France. In olden times, a king would blow his horn to make his knights come to him. And it's like that now. I've blown my horn. And Cat appears at my front door.
"I heard that," she says. "Which room were you in?"
I say, "Kitchen."
"Take me to your lounge," she says. "I am ready to show you I am a better detective." And she is so cat-like. She comes into my lounge. She blinks
Sample complete. Ready to continue?